Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. Hello, beautiful soul. Have you ever been standing in front of an adult and felt like you were actually talking to a child? You know, like someone who just starts to have a fit, and you could swear that this must be like a 3 or 4 year old having a tantrum. Well, you may have been dealing with their inner child. So somebody recently told me that they had never heard of this concept of an inner child. Now, it doesn't mean that you're crazy or that you're damaged, but I like the way that Carl Jung described our psyche. Our whole personality means we have access to different archetypes and personalities that are within the collective unconscious. So the divine child or an inner child is there. And based on what happened in your life, you may have a wounded inner child. You may have a rebellious inner child or teenager. You may have a bratty inner child who never got their needs met. And sometimes it comes up in life and takes over. Now, I've seen this in my professional career, working with people with eating disorders, for example. They could really pinpoint where in their lives they started to take on this behavior of this brat, for example, or this control freak. And what they noticed is once they started going through their recovery journey, they had to go back and address the emotional wounds that they experienced that led them to use, for example, binge eating or purging as their way of controlling their emotions. See, the way it works is we are whole and complete beings, but if we start to disown or dislike or deny a part of ourselves, that part of you doesn't disappear, it just gets fractured off, and we call that being in the shadow. So a lot of times, the shadow will get projected onto others. So let's say, for example, you were told that, you know, you're too loud and too boisterous and just too much. So that part of you that wants to be outgoing and speaking up and lively, you might have forced it into the shadow. And how that shows up later is you might be very judgmental of other people who are just loud and boisterous. It's as if you're saying, well, if I can't own that part of me, they shouldn't own it either. Conversely, sometimes we fall in love with someone who has an outward expression of the part of us that we deny because we're thinking, oh my God, they have what I want and the only way to have it is to be with them. So why am I bringing all of this up? For people who've never heard of these concepts of the inner child and reparenting, it's not new and it's not new age. They've been around for decades. A lot of the great work in the 12-step movement for children born of alcoholic parents or who grew up in alcoholic or dysfunctional parents, ACA, used to be called ACOA. There's a lot of literature and also great books that are not 12-step that really deal with this concept of getting in touch with the part of you that was wounded or silenced or abused or abandoned. And the reason that's important is because, as I said, you are already a whole being. There just may be parts of you that have been splintered off that are denied their voice in your life until they can't take it anymore. And that may be why that person that you saw was having a tantrum. I mean, I could describe someone who was recently president of the United States. We literally had a wounded 7-year-old trying to run the country. Just saying. So it happens, it will come up. You may find that your bratty or rebellious teenager comes out at certain times and takes over your behavior, and then you're left thinking, why did I do that? What just happened? And it doesn't mean you're bad, it doesn't mean you're wrong. You can address it. I'm not even gonna say fix it. You can heal and integrate those parts of you. So if this is of interest to you, check out my life writing mini course. There's a free course which will help you start to look over your life. And if there's a particular issue or behavior pattern that you'd like to investigate to find out where it started and what that younger version of you might need to let go of that destructive or compulsive behavior so that you can integrate that part of you and feel more whole and more safe to be your real self. If that's of interest to you, check out the life writing exercise. It's called The Three Keys to Become the Hero of Your Life. But it's not just for people who want to get over victim mentality and become a hero. You can use the exact same writing prompts, the journaling, and the guided meditations to get you into a state of safety so you can connect with that inner part of you that needs expression, and you can do it in a safe and healing way. If this brings up any sort of reaction in you and you feel unstable or unsafe, please reach out to a helping professional. That could be a therapist or a coach. You can join us every month for our free self-love live Q&A and coaching where I lead a guided meditation for healing and connecting with the inner child. But if you're unstable, then definitely reach out for help. Most of these exercises are safe to do on your own or in a group, in a support group, for example. So you may find that if you are in a 12-step group, this will sound very familiar. It's just allowing you to get maybe a little bit deeper with the guided meditations. All right? If you have any questions, feel free to send me a message. I am here to help you. Sending you much love from the sunny future. Bye. Code Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.